You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
Alim, Derab Desalin, Derab the Ambassador, who's been in Australia quite a few years, and he is our local Ethiopian soul superstar. He's in the studio now. Good afternoon, Derab.
Yes, I'm good. Thank you for having me, yeah.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, Derab, you're going to be playing at Lazy Bones on Thursday.
Yes, we are playing. I'm playing, yeah.
And you're going to be playing your music. How do you describe your music?
I say Ethiopian music.
Ethiopian
music. Ethiopian jazz. Ethiopian soul. Ethiopian pop.
Yes.
Ethiopian traditional. Pretty much Ethiopian music has variety or diversity.
Yeah.
So there's all different style of music based on traditional music. But Ethiopian music, even the jazz is traditional, all based on traditional music. It's just combined or differently composed.
Yeah, I started the show today with Ibu Lala and then went on and played Mulatu Astatke with a track from his latest album. Mm. And I think you're part of that tradition, aren't you? That jazz, Ethiopian jazz tradition, which has had a significant influence around the world, hasn't it?
Mulatu, yes.
And Ethiopian jazz.
Ethiopian jazz, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Mostly, yeah. Ethiopian jazz is it's the time created, the golden era.
The 1970s.
1970s, 1960s, that's the time the music was invented or just came. It wasn't something, we wanted to make music this way or compose this way. That was the time came from since, I guess, when the Emperor Haile Selassie was around.
Haile Selassie.
So that was music revolution, good time for music.
Yeah.
Best time of music.
Now, after I played Mulatu, I played Dub Colossus with a sort of reggae.
Yeah.
Tank. What
How
do you
did
think
you
about
find out about that? How did you know?
How did I know about
it?
I once used to do an African music show. And over many years for the Community Radio Network, and I used to play some of that then.
So they're not very popular.
They're
not very popular. It's like,
but they're good.
But they're very good. Yeah. It's like, but it's like not many people would know them.
Really?
But, yeah. Well, Dub Colossus, they did come to Australia maybe about 10, 15 years ago. They were performing at WOMAD Light.
Okay.
And my sister played there in that band.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Mimi.
Mimi's a star singer.
Mimi Zeneba, Derab Zeneba. That's my Ethiopian name.
Okay. They call her the Edith Piaf of Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Where is she now?
She's in Canada.
Oh, she's in Canada.
She just released a new album.
Has she?
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I haven't heard, so I wouldn't recommend yet, but...
Because one of the tracks with Dub Colossus that is Tazita Dub, and I think she's singing on that.
Yeah,
Tazita. And that was from their first album they put out, which was recorded in Addis Ababa, a town called Addis.
Yeah, yeah. They did massive tour in Europe, entire Europe. The people who produce Dub Colossus, they were quite wise people. They know the business. They know they know the value of the music.
Mm-hmm.
They were really, even the guy, I remember, I think one of them passed away. I'm sorry to say that, but I think his name was Nick or something. He's the one who organized the whole, he used to bring Ethiopian musicians, three of them or about four of them, work with them, compose. He pretty much did the music. They were kind of just participate.
So what do you think about this kind of fusion of Ethiopian and reggae?
I personally, back in the day when I was younger, when I was new to Australia and new to the music world, I thought it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it's kind of weird, you know, because I wanted to understand why people do, how people do, how the world work, fusion music, you know. The world is quite big, you know, it's so rich, so many cultures, so many, you know, music, people, language. So the world is incredibly, incredibly amazing. So when you look at it in that way, it was quite interesting. But personally, I like it just...
Pure
Ethiopian
pure.
Music, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the way how Ethiopians would, even though it's Ethiopian jazz, it's authentic, it's unique, it's distinct Ethiopian music.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, musicians have a right to take it many different ways.
Yeah.
So in that term, I think it's pretty cool. But I don't really... disagree or agree, but I personally, I prefer just unique Ethiopian music. But I...
Now, your music's very popular in Ethiopia.
My music is popular. Yes, it's popular, but I think I started as a traditional Ethiopian pop music. Yeah. So my pop music is, I had many hits. It's not sometimes as a music, it is as a person, as you, as vocally, what is made me popular.
Okay. Now, I think the media in Ethiopia gave you that nickname, Derib the Ambassador.
Hmm.
Did they view you as an ambassador for Australia when you were in Ethiopia, or how did that come about?
No, good question, but no, it started differently. In Ethiopia, when I make my music, what I did is I use a different style of music, which people would not be proud of what you do or the music style I was doing. So, which is the, I started as with traditional instrument. It's mm-hmm. called the masinko. So the masinko has been in Ethiopia for thousands of years. I remember in Australia when I was young, they asked me on ABC TV, you know, people asked me, how old is this instrument? I was young, I said 200 years old. So I was just learning and I didn't have no clue. I didn't even know how old it was. I just said maybe 200 years old. That's all I said. But so that instrument, because it has been so for thousands of years, people has people get used to not so popular anymore. And people would think of it differently. So I actually brought back the music into our generation, the traditional instrument. And so that's what made my music very popular. I turned the negative side of how people look at it into positive. So that's from that. And I was strong towards traditional music, traditional Ethiopian music, so the Ethiopians, they didn't know what I was living.
Okay. This is Drive Tuesday. I'm David. I'm talking with Derib Desal and Derib the Ambassador. And he's going to be appearing at Lazy Bones on Thursday night with a 5-piece band. Tell us about the band.
The band, it's Derib the Ambassador. We do Ethiopian jazz or Ethiopian music.
What instruments
are there's saxophone, keyboard, bass, and drum, I guess, at the moment. Yeah, and myself, vocal.
Okay, because at times it's been quite a big outfit, hasn't it?
What do you mean,
at times you played with a lot of musicians.
Yeah, since COVID. Yeah, since COVID we have been playing. I was living in Ethiopia, so I just came back and living in Ethiopia, recording, performing, visiting. Doing many things in Ethiopia.
Finally, just to say, you're obviously very steeped in Ethiopian culture, and that's your pride. So you must still, hanker after Ethiopia, do you? Do you miss it very much?
Ethiopia. Do I miss Ethiopia? Sure. I always, it's home. My family lives in Ethiopia.
And except for your sister.
We talk though.
Yes.
We talk on the phone all the time with my sisters. Yeah. But I do miss, I love Ethiopia. I've been here alone. So that's why. And things can be different here.
A lot different.
Yeah.
I hope it goes well for you on Thursday. Sure, we're going to play one more of your songs. It's called Ethiopia. Cool. Do you want to tell us about the song?
Ethiopia, that's from 60s, 70s. We did some change in it was written and composed maybe by one of the Ethiopian composers. I can't remember what the singer, but we changed pretty much. We modified the songs, and that's the song. And
all right. Thanks, Derev. Thanks very much for coming. It's been lovely talking. Ethiopia.
Located in the heart of Marrickville, Lazy Bones Lounge Restaurant and Bar, with its eclectic decor, is a restaurant and bar with a unique, relaxed atmosphere. atmosphere where people can meet, hang out, chat and listen to live music. This January, world-class musicians are coming to Lazy Bones, including the rock-steady reggae of King Tide on the 4th, Dereb the Ambassador and his band of virtuoso musicians playing Ethio Soul Jazz on the 9th, and the 7-Ups, who on the 31st are coming from Melbourne to get the party started with deep funk and psychedelic fuzz. To find out more or book tickets online, head to lazybonesLounge.com.au. Lazy Bones Lounge is a proud Eastside sponsor.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.